This is Stephen Strang. Today on the Strang Report, I interview Clay Clark with some of the most explosive information that I've ever done on one of my podcasts. Hello, everyone. You may remember that Clay Clark is the business dynamo who seems to have been raised up by the Lord to alert America about what's really happening. He started the Reawaken America tour that he does with General Flynn, Mike Lindell, a whole host of people, and I have been privileged to speak at four of his events. Over time, we become friends. I've done some podcasts with him, and he contacted me about something very serious. He's trying to expose something that's happening with the World Economic Forum and some of the strategies that they have. They almost sound like conspiracy theories, but you know what? These people are saying it on film, on video, on TV programs, and they're also putting it in books, but most people don't know about it. But now you're going to get the inside scoop. You're going to have to really put your mind in gear. There's an awful lot of information. Clay talks very, very fast. I was fascinated by this interview. I know it's one that you're going to enjoy and one that you need to share with others. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, I'm happy to interview Clay Clark, who most of you know through the Reawaken tour. And I've always been fascinated with your story that you started researching a lot of the stuff about COVID and becoming concerned about everything that was going on back in the day and realizing that there were bigger issues. And here we are today to talk about a really, really big issue that you're in the process of exposing. And I told you that I've been reading this book called COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. And how do you say it? Thierry Malory?
Yes. And this is now Klaus Schwab, just so we're clear, everybody needs to know these characters. He is the head of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. And he's not a man who's fond of praising anybody other than himself. But he is a big, because he believes that capitalism is flawed, that America is inherently racist, that we need to get rid of national sovereignty for all nations, that we should change humans forever through gene editing. But he openly looks up to and reveres Yuval Noah Harari, and he asks him to speak often at the World Economic Forum. Also, Yuval Noah Harari has been praised by Barack Hussein Obama, former president of the United States, who has said that his writings, Yuval's writings, are truly some of the best writings of our time. Yuval Noah Harari is also looked up to by Mark Zuckerberg, of Bill Gates. He's looked up to by Stanford, has brought him in to do keynotes to talk about the future of humanity. Yep. He is a keynote speaker at the New York Times. And on his website, which I showed Aaron today,
yeah,
Yuval Noah Harari, he has a website. Oh, yes, he has a website. And when you go to the website for Yuval Noah Harari, folks, it's an interesting name that you haven't heard before. And once you hear it, it'll be stuck in your head forever. Yuval Noah Harari, his official website is YNHARARI. So it's YNHARARI.com. You can't find a negative thing about him in Google search results. You know why?
Why?
Because he is a consultant for Google.
Oh.
And this is the tagline on his website, Steve. This is the tagline on his website.
This is the part that blew me away.
He says, "History began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods." That's his motto.
It's the first thing you see when you go to his website.
Which is incredible when you consider that he's an Israeli and a Jew. Yeah. And, you know, this is all very interesting because we've heard about some of these things. Most of us have been aware that there have been people advocating a new world order, The World Economic Forum itself has been going on since the early 70s. We hear about all these things. People like me tend to believe, you know, this is so horrible, it would never happen. Yep. But in the last decade or two, we've seen all kinds of horrible things that we thought would never happen, including things like same-sex marriage. You know, there was a time when people would have laughed at you if you had advocated that. And now it's been, by the Supreme Court, made the law of the land.
And who was the person who served as the biggest wrecking ball in America to push forward the gay marriage initiative? Who was that person?
That would be Obama.
And who was Obama's advisor? Yuval Noah Harari. And if you read Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, it says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, by the way, Yuval Noah Harari is from Israel, nor the desire of women, he's openly gay, nor regard any God, he, by the way, is an outspoken atheist, for he shall magnify himself above all. So I thought what I would do is, I feel like I've already said too many words, so I'm just going to play a brief audio clip. When I play this clip, Aaron, I thought what you could do is you could tell me what part of what he just said is bothersome as a Christian, okay? I'm going to cue it up. This is Yuval Noah Harari. I've got 25 sound clips in 22 minutes. Can I do it? Here we go.
I don't think that the question of, I mean, is very interesting or very central. It has been central in Western civilization because of some kind of basically theological mistake made thousands of years ago.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he just said free will is a theological mistake. I mean, I don't believe that it's a theological mistake in any way, shape, or
form. Okay, well, he was asked at Google. Remember, he's an advisor for Google. Google said, hey, could you come do a presentation and answer questions from the audience? So they asked him, they said, what are your thoughts about Jesus Christ? This is what he says. Here we go.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
I got a problem with that.
You have a problem with, why do you have a problem with that?
Well, Jesus Christ being raised from the dead is not fake news. That actually is a real thing that happened.
So. Okay, this is Yuval Noah Harari. He was asked, he said, Yuval Noah Harari, please explain humans. What are humans to you? He says this. This is what he says.
We need to realize that humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them. And if you just leave the basically 18th century system or 19th century system that we've inherited without major changes, the result will be an emotional puppet show.
Aaron, you got any problem with him saying humans are hackable animals? Does that bother you at all?
That bothers me, definitely. Yeah, he's treating us like some piece of hardware that he can hack into our software, which is what they're doing.
Okay, on April 14th, 2020, so just a little over a month after the global pandemic was declared, he was interviewed on an Indian television show, and they asked him, what is the purpose of COVID-19? They asked him this question on April 14th of 2020. Listen to what this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, says.
Consequences?
You back
how
it up.
To deal both with the aim to use our power correctly. So far, our response has not been ideal. What is lacking above everything else is a united global plan of action of how to deal both with the epidemic itself and with the economic consequences. But it's not too late to unite the world in this struggle against the epidemic.
There it goes.
Now the US has basically resigned its job as global leader. The current administration said very clearly to the world, we no longer care about humanity. We just care about America, America first. And now America is first. First in sick people and first in dead people. And we have no alternative global leader so far that can unite humankind. And this is critical. To develop a vaccine, we need countries to pull their information
just said
together.
And sounds like the Antichrist.
Let's continue.
The ability to trust the information we receive from other countries. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries.
Get ready for it, folks. This is April of 2020. Listen to what he says. Here we go.
Which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet, Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin.
He just said surveillance under the skin will be ushered in. And he said this on April 14th of 2020, just 30 days after the global pandemic was declared. Do you have a problem with that, Aaron?
I have a huge problem with that, because that means you're carrying it around inside of you, this surveillance system. And what was he referring to? Could it be the shots?
Okay, I mean, now, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, he sits down to do an interview with the CEO of Huawei. Remember, President Trump, Steve, he banned Huawei from America. Yeah. Remember, Huawei is the Chinese telecom company. Yeah. He bans Huawei. So Yuval, because they can't do an interview in America because Huawei has been banned from America,
right?
He goes to the World Economic Forum and sits down with the CEO of Huawei to have a discussion about the future of humanity. And listen to what he says. At Davos.
Richard Fay, founder and CEO of Huawei, the world's largest manufacturer of telecoms equipment, second largest manufacturer of smartphones, perhaps most importantly for this conversation, blacklisted by the US and exhibit A of the technology arms race. Professor Yuval Harari, professor at Hebrew University, but I think much better known to all of us as a leading global thinker, historian, author of Sapiens, Homo Deus, and 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, which I imagine you've all read, but if you haven't, you really should, because it will change your life.
There's a lot of talk about hacking computers, smartphones, emails, bank accounts, but the really big thing is hacking human beings. To hack human beings, you need a lot of biological knowledge, a lot of...
His new book, Homo Deus, by the way, is a book about how there is no God, and that as humans, we can become God, and actually have eternal life through using transhumanism technology to download our souls. Yes. And they can live on. Now listen to this. The CEO of Huawei was asked, tell me about how this technology impacts the future. And so via a translator, listen to what he said here.
It takes a step-by-step process to know more about people. Like Professor Harari mentioned, human body being hacked. And you have this Homo Deus. Don't worry, you know, humans would die at 80. Their souls cannot be inherited. So people cannot become Homo Deus.
You have any problem with the idea that he says humans used to die at the age of 80, but now we can download their souls?
That doesn't line up with the Bible. They're downloading souls. I'm pretty sure that God didn't have that in the plan for us as human beings.
He wants to make an antivirus for the human mind, he says, that would block out thoughts that aren't correct. He says we're on the verge of creating a race of inorganic people. He was asked directly, they said, you know, with this new technology, which, by the way, he wrote in a graphic novel that's being taught in all the schools across America. It's called Sapiens, a cartoon that's being taught in schools. And they asked him, what are you trying to teach to the kids of America and the world? This is what he says.
New life.
Here we go.
Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
He said this has to be taught to our kids, he says, this guy. Now, he was asked, Steve, to describe, they said, tell us, how would you describe this system, this transhumanism system? Listen to the words he chooses to use. Listen to this.
Especially if you think about the ecological crisis, we'll have to deal with it with capitalism. It's too late to try something else. So we need to be kind of very precise. How to work with the beast and not try to work against it.
How to work with the beast and not against it. Steve, I know you're hearing a lot of this for the first time. I went through 40 hours. I blocked it off in the calendar. I told Vanessa, I'm going to get up at 3, stay at the office till 3, uninterrupted except for clients. I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, back to back, suffer through these videos.
I came in while you were in the middle of it the other day.
And I'm like, I'm going to watch all of his videos, and I'm going to get these clips, and I'm going to play them for General Flynn. I'm going to play them for Eric Trump. I'm going to play them for Steve. I'm going to play them for our listeners. Steve, you're hearing this for the first time. What do you think about just what you've heard?
I'm glad you asked, because, you know, I have watched some of the videos that you sent me. I'm in the process of reading this book. I've studied it. It's very disturbing. In some ways, it's not new. You know, we've known that some of these things were going to happen. In fact, the Bible talks about a one world leader who would rise up and say, peace, peace, when the world wants it. Right now, the world does not really have a strong leader. People say that Putin kind of considers him the strongest leader in the world, especially since the United States is kind of withdrawn. Now, there have been crazy people saying crazy things throughout history, but it does seem that things are culminating, and it's hard to get our heads around it. There are a lot of Christians who believe in the second coming of Jesus who will just say, hey, this proves what we've been saying all along. We're headed in that direction. There's nothing we can do. Do you think there's anything that we can do by shedding light on this?
Well,
will people wake up and change their minds?
Well, let me just say this.
To him, what's going to happen?
Let me just say this. Kim Clement was singing, I'm going to play this audio, maybe wailing, maybe prophesying. I don't know how you would describe it, okay? It's a video they put out on the Prophetic Rewind. That's Kim Clement's channel. And Don A. Clement has joined us on the Reawaken America tour now. But this video was put out on March 13th of 2022. And if you go to the video, I listened to this twice this weekend, but if you go to the 35-minute mark, I want people to understand this, how it fits together. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, people say election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, mainstream media fraud, currency fraud, cancel culture. What's going on? Well, what's going on is it's the Great Reset. They go, well, who's behind this? Who is it? It's Yuval Noah Harari. They say, well, how would one person get? It seems like all the media was against Trump. Yuval Noah Harari. All the tech companies, Yuval Noah Harari. They go, what's his deal? What, does he hate people? Yes, he does hate people. Does this guy hate people? Oh, he hates people. And you say, what's his agenda? Well, in 2008, the NIH, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, they began research into how to block out what is called, Steve, the God gene, the VMAT2 gene. Folks, think about it like, you know, like R2-D2, the droid, you know, mm-hmm. There's also some numbers and letters mixed in there. Okay. So it's VMAT2 gene, mm-hmm. Boop, 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 boop. VMAT2 gene. That's what they've reduced God to in their perverse world.
Yeah.
And since 2008, they have been obsessed with blocking out the God gene. So on December, this is crazy. On December of 9th of 2019, Their top technology experts on the NIH website, they update it. They put it on the website, December 9th, 2019. You got Kuo Tang, Ji Lu. Sounds like a bunch of Americans from Texas. Jing Zhang, Meng Zhang, Lakuang Mao, Ming Meng, Ming Wang. They filed this technology. They filed the paper. And they said, we've done it. And they go, what'd you do? They have actually, as of December 9th of 2019, they have created the technology that can block out the God gene using RNA modifying technology delivered via syringe.
Through something called CRISPR.
That technology is called CRISPR. Mm-hmm. And so they now can block out the God gene. And so Fox News had to cover this. But what they typically do on Fox News, publications like Charisma Magazine are very rare. So Fox, what they'll do is if it's an important story, they'll bury it. So they'll release it. They say, we covered it. Just now when you were watching. Oh, he didn't know you're... So December 23rd, 2021, right. Here's the news story from Fox News discussing this new technology created by Charles Lieber and financed by Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates. The world's most prolific pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, and Bill Gates, who, by the way, says he looks up to Yuval Noah Harari. That's Bill Gates. Yep. This is what the technology does, created by Charles Lieber. For the Chinese government, this technology that goes into the body via syringe. Listen to it, folks. Here we go.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
Gene editing to
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
So back to Kim Clement. Kim Clement, on the fourth day of April 2009, he says this. Listen to this. Does this not describe the technology or what, Kim Clement? Here we go. For people that aren't familiar with Kim Clement, he used music, words, and scripture. Why do you attempt
to still the still voice?
Still small voice, Holy Spirit.
Stop. Why do you attempt? Oh, weak darkness. Still the still small voice. Your thunders are nothing. But you'll never stop. Still small voice.
That's what it's all about. You're trying to silence the voice of God. The still small voice. And Kim Clement goes on about this, about how this is their quest.
You will never stop.
He didn't know about this technology. It wasn't created yet.
Though you may rage, I, the Lord, will always have a still, small voice. May love the storm you may try.
Now, if you read Revelation 18:23, it reads, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." So right now, and if you listen to this prophecy, Kim Clement talks about they're going to try to do this. They're going to try. Now, what is the hope? Step one, Steve, if you and I were playing basketball together today, you and I would probably want to know where the goal is, and we'd probably want to have a ball. You know, we'd probably want to know where the game was going on. I mean, if someone calls you and says, "Steve, I know you run a magazine. You're kind of busy right now, sir, but you're currently down by 807 points so far this year." And you're like, "Well, I haven't even been playing in the game. How would I possibly, where's the game? Am I in a game?" They go, "Oh, you're in the game, and you're losing a lot, sir." So step one, we'd probably want to know there's a game going on.
Right.
So most people have no idea that the Great Reset is actually going on.
True.
People go, "Well, I think it's probably just COVID. You know, it's probably budesonide. Probably just budesonide. Probably just false statistics. Probably, you know, corruption." No, it's bigger. It's called the Great Reset. And then people say, "Well, it's probably just social media. Probably that's what it is. Probably just social media. Probably what." No. It's election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. You know, the Pope is hosting a transhumanism meeting of the minds. And Yuval Noah Harari, he actually says that through this pandemic, we've learned that we must, as a society, trust science over God. And he cites the Pope as an example. Think about the religious leaders that previously might have been able to grace the pages of Christian publications that now are pushing the RNA modifying nanotechnology designed to mute the voice of God.
I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to try and throw in an answer to Steve's question.
I'm just saying this. We got to wake people
Steve
up.
Steve said, if this is going on, what can we do to get in the way of this? No. What can we do about it?
Okay.
Right? So the thing is the second coming of Christ is coming at some point. We don't know when that is. We don't know the day, but we do know the season. It certainly feels more like the season now. I'm 48 years old. It feels more like the season now than
you're looking 35.
You're looking good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. But I definitely feel like we're getting closer to the season. I don't know if we're within the year, but it feels like we're getting closer to the
season. And I'll say this, though. So step one, what can you do? You got to wake people up. So step one.
That's it. You got to wake people up, and then you got to get people back to Christ.
Now, Kim Clement, he goes on to talk about how this prophecy was hot. It's called Kim Clement, The Mantle. So good. Anyway, he talks about how there's going to be a new kind of revival, a new kind of a creativity unleashed. You've heard Lance Wall now discuss it. It's like an entrepreneurial revival that starts from outside of the church. Sound familiar? So what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing people like Alfie Oaks. I'm seeing people like Don A. Clement. I'm seeing people like you, Steve, that aren't the pastors of churches, like Mike Lindell, like General Flynn, that aren't pastors of a church. By the way, I think we're going to have Archbishop Vigano come to the Reawaken America tour.
Like Sean Foyt.
Like Sean Foyt. We're seeing people that aren't pastors, so to speak.
Yeah.
We're seeing them come, and they're bringing an unapologetic, non-politically correct, not double-minded Christianity that we probably haven't seen as a culture for a long time. In fact, if you read the Gospel of Mark, you can read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, but if you read Mark, Jesus gets baptized by John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. 40 days he goes into the desert, he's tempted by Satan, mm-hmm. and he comes back, and he can't stop himself from casting out devils, laying hands on the sick, and it's unapologetic, and he's upsetting the political state of the time. The politicians of the time were called Pharisees and scribes. Now, in today's modern church, we would say, well, if it doesn't displease the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, I'd like to pray if it's okay. And I know some people are not okay, so we'll just do a time of silence. Get out of here! You know how Jesus would have handled a politician that said, well, we need to respect all faiths, Mr. Jesus. We need to just do a moment of silence. He would have rebuked them, cast them out, flipped over the tables of the money changers. We need some table flipping Jesus. And that's what the Reawaken America tour is all about. It's all about table flipping Jesus. So I encourage people, you got to go to timetofreeamerica.com. And Steve, we were rejected, not by the people of Oregon, but in Oregon, there's mail-in ballots entirely. We weren't rejected by the people of Oregon. The people of Oregon want to have the tour. It's just the unelected officials in Oregon didn't want to have the Reawaken America tour.
That's true.
And Steve, they were freaking out because we were going to have 2,500 patriots in the same building. Mm. So we had to move it to another venue.
No social distancing.
Then another venue. Then another venue.
No mask.
And I talked to my wife. I said, Vanessa, the way it looks here, we're going to have to build some sort of building. We have to build like a dome structure to accommodate our 2,500 guests.
Yeah.
And it will probably cost, $200,000 to erect the thing. And my wife says, well, they're upset about what? I said, social distancing, not wearing a mask, not doing temperature checks, no vaccine. She says, well, then we need to accommodate 4,500 people. Then we need to let them know that we heard them. So we're now going to have almost 5,000 people in Oregon. And they were already freaking out about having 2,000 patriots in the same place. And it's that sort of table flipping Jesus. There's a momentum that cannot be stopped. Pastor Archer Pulowski, our great friend in Canada.
Yeah.
They keep arresting him. He keeps getting out of jail. He keeps sharing the truth. Now he's in solitary confinement. And every time they let him speak to his attorney, he keeps sharing the gospel. Yeah. I'm just telling you, it is time for table flipping Jesus. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have 41 tickets remaining for Oregon right now. Just under 500 tickets remaining for Myrtle Beach. All these events have a baptism. You can name your price. You can get baptized. You're going to hear 60-plus speakers That's over a two-day event. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to Virginia Beach in July.
Yep.
The energy behind these is next level. I'm just telling you, if you want to see General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Sean Foyt, Don A. Clement, Steve Strang, you want to see all these people in one place. You want to see some table flipping Jesus. You want to have some great praise and worship. You want to hear the truth. Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son is now joining us there on the tour.
That's going to be great.
I'm just telling you, it is. I mean, Archbishop Vigano, if he joins us, he's been calling out the Pope for years. If Archbishop Vigano joins us, what's going to happen?
It's going to be
like a coup on the Pope.
It's quite a collection.
Clay, this is one of the most interesting podcasts I've ever done. We've covered everything from A to Z. I barely know how to jump in. But, they tried to eliminate Jesus. They tried to cancel Jesus by nailing him to a cross. The Romans did everything they could to stamp out the early church. The church still exists. The Roman Empire does not exist and hasn't for centuries. There have been people predicting that Jesus is going to come many, many times. I mean, even the Apostle Paul believed that it would happen in his lifetime. It's hard for us to know the day or the hour that Jesus is going to come, but it does seem that things are culminating at a very, very rapid rate towards something. It's building towards something. But there's also an awful lot of prophetic voices. And let me just mention that I knew Kim Clement personally. I knew him in the early 90s, not long after he came over from South Africa. I even had him speak to a men's retreat back before he was famous. I mean, he was just my friend and he shared at this retreat. He was a very, very interesting person. And you almost have to have spiritual ears to understand what the Lord says through him. And now we're seeing that many of his prophecies, including that God would raise up a trumpet and a lot of other things that we now understand was Donald Trump. I played this up and researched it very, very thoroughly and documented it and some other prophecies too in my book, God and Donald Trump, because, you know, you can't say that Kim Clement made this up because he died. He was relatively young to die. He had something happen and he died the same month that Donald Trump was elected. So there's no way that he went back afterwards and said all this. Right. And the point I'm wanting to make, and I want to know your reaction to it, is that there are a lot of prophetic voices that are saying there's going to be a great revival, like you were kind of referring to. And
yes,
the Lord has always gone outside the normal circles to raise up someone. And there have been some other really, really wicked times in history. The time of Martin Luther is a good example. You know, most of us don't really know the history well enough. And Martin Luther literally changed the course of human history with his revelation that of what the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. So on one hand, we have people like Harari and Klaus Schwab, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the other hand, God is raising up people. You rattled off a bunch of names. Who would have thought that God would raise up these people? Who would have thought that God would have raised up someone like Donald Trump?
I agree.
To be, what does Lance Wall now call him? A wrecking ball?
He's a wrecking ball.
Is it possible that we can share this and we could? How can we believe we need a revival regardless of when the end of time comes? We need a revival because we want souls in heaven. We believe that. We don't need these intellectuals to tell us what to believe. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that the Bible is true. Yes. What do you say?
I believe in what you're saying. I just want to make sure the listeners know this, and I'm not, I don't like false self-deprecation. So I'm just gonna be very clear, and then your listeners will probably say, that guy's the worst, because it's true. previous to my reawakening in January of 2020, I was known for being very successful in business. I always do what I say I'm gonna do. And I've also was known for cursing people out. I mean, I've just been known for epic moments. So this week I was very proud of myself in my recovery project, as God has been arresting my attention and everybody's attention. I would have never wanted to watch Kim Clement videos ever, or watch Yuval Noah Harari videos while fitting them in with scripture. I would have never done that. So this week I had a member of our team in one of our companies that was doing a horrible job. And Steve, 2.5 years ago, I would have walked up to the guy and I would have said, you are being a boop and I'm going to fire you because boop. And I think that you're a boop and you probably come from a long line of boop and I'm tired of your boop and you're fired. So what I did this week is I said, hey, you're fired, but I appreciate you. And I almost didn't caught myself. Like, do I appreciate him? I was like, I hope you do well somewhere else, but you can't do that here. Cause he was doing some nefarious, dumb stuff on the work clock. And I didn't make it personal. And I tried to think, I was thinking like, before I went to fire, I'm like, how would Jesus fire him? Cause Jesus was offensive. If you read the Bible, Jesus would call it out. I mean, he would say it, but he didn't like add on and therefore you're a wretched human and I hate you. And therefore he wouldn't make a personal attack. So I was like, okay, how would Jesus fire this guy? So I walked up to him and I'm going, you're not doing your job. We've clearly outlined the expectations. We've had this conversation multiple times. You're fired.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't curse him out. And I'm just telling you, God's working on me. There's so many things that I could do better. And God is working on everybody. I see these people on the tour and I see people like Mike Lindell, former drug addict. He openly talks about it. And nobody's exposing election fraud more than him. I mean, that's incredible. Think about General Flynn. He was raised Catholic and in Catholicism, by the way, because of the Pope and the way the Pope teaches and preaches. A lot of times people in Catholicism aren't open to the Holy Spirit. True. And when Don A. Clement came to the Reawaken America tour, Steve, you know how it is, because Aaron works behind the scenes helping round up great speakers like you. I said, I was looking for General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, hey, I was just small talking with him. And I said, hey, the lineup for the rest of the afternoon consists of this speaker, that speaker, this speaker, and then Don A. Clement. Mm-hmm. He perks up. He goes, is that Kim Clement's daughter? I said, yeah. He goes, I've watched all of his prophecies. Think about that. For a devout Catholic to have watched all of the Kim Clement prophecies, and Kim Clement said there would be a revival within the Catholic Church. I was talking to General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, wouldn't that be great if we have Archbishop Vigano come speak at the tour? He says, well, I'm good friends with him. I go, get out of here. You're good friends with, I mean, and then you talk about that we're in Ohio, and right before Eric Trump gets up to speak, he's mm-hmm. watching the previous speaker speak. Mm-hmm. And the person speaking before he gets up there is Don A. Clement yeah. talking about the Kim Clement Trump prophecies. I'm just telling you, God is opening up doors that no man can shut. I am seeing the spirit of David. And right now, if you say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean to have the spirit of David? What does that mean? David was a man after God's own heart. So what does that mean for David to be a man after God's own heart? I really have, I've boiled it down to what I believe to be two common denominators of David. David was fearless. And he wasn't perfect, but he was fearless.
He was fearless.
He was absolutely fearless. And he worshiped God in the presence of his enemies. He trusted God. And that's what I'm seeing right now with these speakers at the event. It doesn't even make sense. There's a celebratory worshipness going on mm-hmm. and a fear-free atmosphere. And are the speakers on the tour perfect? No. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm seeing this Davidic covenant sort of relationship with God reemerge. It's pretty awesome. And I am honored to be a small part of it. And so far on the stage, I have yet to curse, I believe, on the tour. I feel very proud of myself.
That's good.
Very
good
proud of myself. Yeah.
I think what
we're going to have to wrap up. Yeah, this podcast, it's already gone on longer than usual, but it's so interesting. But let's circle back around to where this started. You know, we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Just because someone's talking about hacking my brain, they're not going to hack my brain. I believe I've got the whole armor of God. I believe that God puts a hedge of protection around me. The scriptures are true regardless of modern technology. Yeah. I believe that. They're not going to take a God gene out of me. I don't even understand what all that means. But I want to be a watchman on the wall. I want to warn people about what's going on so that we can act. We're watchmen on the wall to get rid of the enemy and to win. You know, you were joking around about winning in basketball. I mean, there's a lot more important things than winning in basketball. We want to win in life. We want to end up in heaven. We want to take as many people with us as we can. So let's close this. One of the things is to tell people to share this.
Yeah.
We need this to go viral. We need people to go, and people need to do what I did, practice down. I actually went to a bookstore and they didn't have any copies, which I thought was a good sign. It means they're not selling that many. But it's that the influential people in the culture do read these. And it's just amazing what they admit in writing. It's not even like it's a secret. They have an agenda. They believe in this. Part of the question is, do those of us who believe in God believe in him as strongly as they believe in some of these crazy one world government kind of things that they're promoting, this reset? Yeah. You know, we have a reset. We call it revival.
Right.
People are revived. They turn from darkness to light. You mentioned with Mike Lindell, you mentioned your own story.
Yeah.
You know, everybody who's ever accepted Jesus has had a reset in their life spiritually.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say this in closing. You know, again, just to tie it all in so we understand, most people say, well, that's not what Google said. Everybody look up today. Just do a search in Google. Just type in Google Chrome logo 666. The Google Chrome logo is literally 666. Look that up, folks. You can see the symbology. It's unbelievable. People say, well, I don't want to take the vaccines. That's okay. Congress, though, is working on legislation called HR 666 to make you take it.
To make you have to take it.
And then they use the number 666. The Google Chrome logo is 666. Bill Gates' cryptocurrency technology that goes inside the human body. The patent number, the publication number is WO20200606. Look it up, folks. So, I mean, you can't, I mean, Satan exists, as you often say, Aaron. Yeah. It's hard to deny something you don't believe exists.
It's hard to resist what you don't think exists.
There it is. True. So Satan exists. Jesus does too. Jesus is king. Satan's not going to win this thing. So if you're out there today, Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com to get tickets for the Reawaken America Tour, or go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, not revelations, revelation singular, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Go there and you can see all the sources and all the information we've shared on today's show. And surely you and Mr. and Mrs. Listener can share this with your friends and family to help wake them up and to be a watchman on the wall. Steve, thank you for carving out time to allow me to lower your broadcasting standards and to harass you consistently, sir. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun, and I look forward to seeing you in Oregon. That is going to be such a great event.
Yes.
And God bless you for what you're doing, and thank you for being my guest today on my Strang Report podcast.
Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm back in the studio, and I just wanted to add something. This was very explosive, as I promised it would be. You may want to listen to it twice. This is the kind of thing we need to share. You know, the mainstream media doesn't cover this. We can only speculate, but probably there are those who think this is actually a good thing. We're having to let people know through alternative media. Clay Clark has a popular program called Thrive Time. You may want to check it out. And of course, on the Strang Report, it goes out to hundreds of thousands of people a month. We will be covering this, writing an article. I'll be encouraging people to share the article, my newsletter. We have to do everything we can. We have to work together. And I encourage you to research this yourself. Clay Clark rattles off a bunch of sites where you can verify it. Don't just take our word for it. Do your own research. But help us get out the word. Meanwhile, one of the ways that I'm getting out the word is through my new book, God and Cancel Culture. For a variety of reasons, I haven't been pushing it as much lately. Part of the reason, if you listen to my podcast, is my mother recently passed away, and I just had to back off doing a couple things, but I have a fire in my belly to get the word out because it's my way to try to alert people to what's going on. I got an email yesterday from someone I had never met, never heard of, who had just read the book and wanted to encourage me. He thought it was very, very important, and it was an encouragement, and that's why I'm sharing it here. The easiest way to get this book or any of my books is on my own website called stevestrangbooks.com. That's my name, Steve Strang, and the word books with an S, all written as if it's one long word, stevestrangbooks.com. You can actually get God and Cancel Culture for half price. You can get a subscription to Charisma Magazine. There's all kinds of neat things there. And of course, it helps us to get out the word. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.